got a really good feel for him, and thought it was a good opportunity to take him where we did. I thought we got a pretty good value for him.
Wasn't at the combine?
He was not, but he got votes. I was on the selection committee, and he had several votes by different teams. At each position kind of breaks down, you know, the number of people. There was a lot more offensive line votes, but he was in the mix to go. Was on the bubble as a bubble-less guy to go to the combine.
Is that what, you know, when you bring him in, is that where you get to know him a lot more?
Yeah, part of that is when they don't go to the combine, part of it's for a medical purpose. You can bring him in and have the doctors and trainers look at him. And then it's also a get-to-know-them session, too, when they're not there. So we didn't. And sometimes when they don't go and you bring them in, some teams travel them around so they have a better opportunity to find out who they are and what they represent.
You
so.
Mentioned him as a character guy. What kind of things stand out as far as
just, that's concerned? Well, one of it is he had played center in the past, and they moved him to guard. And, you know, to me, he didn't fight that at all. He's one of those guys I think is a team player. You bring him through here, and he's a good student, and you know, he's to me, he's got high marks in that area. I mean, it's kind of easy when you can stand up for a guy that's really had no issues.
Obviously, trying to replace a guy who had that position for a long, long time.
That's right.
Do you look for some similar traits, some, you know, Meester-like traits in a guy?
I was here when we drafted Brad, and you know, that's hard to replace Brad that way. But you know, we took this guy, and you know, of course, we have Mike Brewster here, so. It should be a good competition to try to replace a guy that I think is a exemplary player. So that's what we're trying to do, make it competitive.
Everybody talked. Gus and Dave said they have a lot of confidence in Brewster. I mean, what development have you seen from him?
Well, we signed Mike as an undrafted free agent. You know, when he was a four-year starter coming out of Ohio State, and he's gotten, I think, stronger. That's one of the things, and he's been able to play both positions. It's easier when you're a lineman. You can lock in at center, and you have a better opportunity to compete, I think, when you're at one spot. And, you know, Mike's highly competitive, so it should be a good opportunity for two guys to go a battle. Yes, sir.
Andy, when these guys are on the board at this spot, they're usually some sort of flaw or box unchecked. What is it? What's the downside on him?
Well, part of it, I thought at the beginning of the year, you know, when he played guard, he probably is more natural at center. You know, so you start off in the season, at the beginning of the year when you go through and you look at him at guard and then you move him back to center, I think naturally he plays better at that position than he did at guard. So I think it's a good spot for him. You know, it's like anything with Coach Bradley, wants to breed competition at all positions, so it gives us a chance to have another threat there.
How much do you think the depth of the whole team has improved with this class? I mean, a lot more competition, like you said.
Yeah, and it's exciting, you know, to me to be able to be a part of it, to see some of the players that we've taken. I think we've upgraded our roster, you know, through the draft last year and this year, and then hopefully we'll even sign some guys through free agency that will help us as well. So it'll be a good opportunity to help us improve, I think, in that area.
How's the size and quickness and those kind of things?
Quickness is good. He's got good short area quickness. He's 6'5", 300 pounds, and he can move. They pull him some. Some of the things that I think will fit schematically with some of the things that Coach Fish would like to do, I think those are some of the things that we try to, on the scouting side, provide them with the what they want positionally.
Was this a guy who you had targeted at all, who had thought, hey, once we get into late rounds, mm-hmm. this is
yeah, and I think if by the mere fact we brought him in for 30 visit, you know, shows the investment that we had in him and awareness of who he was, and so yeah, I definitely think that was in the situation that we were in, and we're happy that we took him. You know, he's gonna be a quality player.
Dave said last week that he thought four or five starters to come out of is what he wanted to come out of it. You can get starters in the 5th, 6th, 7th round. What does that mean for you?
Well, it's just it helps your entire team. Helps you control your salary cap, and gives you a lot of opportunities, I think, down the line, too, for just being able to have depth on your ball club. And that's an area that, I think we really need to improve on, and that's what we're working to do with guys like this that we've drafted.
Andy, did Austin give you any insights into
I know they talked to Austin, and I know he's friends with Austin. He made a point of that when he came through. We all interviewed him, and it's a kind of a process where we go through. When they do come in, they have opportunity to meet with several people. they meet with the personnel staff. He brought up Austin. He thinks very highly of him. And, you know, Austin's excited about it, so it was a good, you know, and he's happy to be here, so it helps in that area. Yes, sir.
What are the chances of bringing in any undrafted free agent centers like Brewster?
When we drafted a guard, drafted a center, makes it a little bit tougher to do that, you know, because guys, the agents are like looking at our roster. But, you know, you hope that if we need one, that we, you know, develop some ties, and we work through that pretty much year round, try to develop ties with agents and, you know, to see. But it would make it a little bit tougher, but we could probably do it if we needed to. But it is tough when you start drafting positions of depth, you know, and they want their guys to make a team too. So hopefully you can bring a guy that's competitive in and have a shot.